Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends, this year, should be a special tzitzvah tomorrow. In the Rasa Sheyichyu, it's Moshe the Peshner, I saw Moshe Mordechai, Matan Ben Sara, Chayu Chavifega, Baskonet, and Spasia, Sheni Chana, Bats Malka, Eshol Abracha, Bats Lach, Bachoma, Seyedeh, and we're continuing our series of Shiurim. This week's parasha is an amazing parasha. What parasha, sweet friends, is not an amazing parasha? I haven't met one yet, but this week is parasha's Re'ei. So let's give a look. And Parashas Re'eh, you'll excuse the pun. And this is based on the Torah of Meir Rabbeinu, Agon Agadol Muflag Amuflag. Rav Man Zatzal, Perek Tetzva, Pasuk Yitches, Le'ik Shabeinecha L'Shalecha Oseh, Chofshi Me'imoch, Ki Mishne Schar Schir, Avdecha Sheishanim, Rach Hashem Lokech B'chol Asher Ta'atze. It shouldn't seem hard to you when you let him go free from you, for he has served you 6 years, double the hire of a hired man, and Hashem will bless you in all that you do. The Pashtus, the Pasuk is talking about that it's difficult for you to give this Eved, it's home at freeing an Eved. What's difficult for you? It's difficult for you to give him Hanoke. It's difficult for you to give him Hanoke. The presents that you give him, the food that you give him, produce that you give him when he leaves, which we discussed, we had a shir on this, we discussed this all at length. These in Yanim, we discussed at length, and this year we're going to go in a different derech. So the chayra there's a koshi, there's a difficulty giving him the hanukkah. The God says, don't feel bad, it's all right. Well, there, he worked for you for 6 years, he worked double, and God's going to bless you whatever you do. Rashi writes from the Gemara in Kedushin 15a, Mikan Amru Eved Ivri, Oyved Bein B'Yoyim Uvein B'Laila. And Eved Ivri works side by day, side by night. And that's keflaim shebavodas schirei yom. And that's double what a schirei yom does. What does he do at night? What does he do at night? During the day, he tills the field. He goes to the well to draw water. Does lots of good stuff. Not drawing water like Amelia Bedelia used to draw water, but drawing water, bringing water home. What did he do at night? So what he did at night was that his master gave him a shivcha kenainis. His master, an Eved Ivri's mutter, a shivcha kenainis. So the master gave him a shivcha kenainis, and he had children. This woman, that's his night job. So memela, that's it, that the vlad does go to the adam, and that's what he does at night. So l'chor, it's hard to understand. If yei rabbi ein abiv, it's hard for the adam to give the hanaka after he worked for 6 years, just because he impregnated some shivchas, he's not going to feel bad. In other words, he got something from the Eved. What did he get from the Eved? But he worked for 6 years, and yet the Hanukkah still bothers him. So what is the Pasuk saying? Don't worry about it. Now it's not going to bother you because it's not going to bother you now. Why is it not going to bother you? It's not going to bother you because he worked nights also. Just like it bothered you when he worked days, it's also going to bother you that he worked nights. You don't want to give him. You already paid for him from the get-go. You don't want to pay again. You don't want to give him a hanukkah. So what is the... when he paid for the night work also. When he paid for the day and the night. So now that he finished, don't say, okay, work nights. Now I feel better. I don't feel better. I paid for the day and nights. Why should I pay again? So again, I invite everyone to listen to the shiurim on the previous... on this topic, the previous shiurim that we already gave. Another kash is that it occurs out according to this, that only somebody who served his master at night has a hanukkah. It's only about him the Torah says, al yikshe beinecha. Problem is that an Ome Ivriya also gets hanukkah. Vafla mosfatasekein. Rashi brings from the Gemara in Kiddushin, and daf yitzayin amud beis, veitzel Oma leka veidas laila. By an Amma, there's no Avodas Laila, so why does she get a Hanukkah? The Amma has no Avodas Laila, she doesn't serve a Hanukkah, why does she get a Hanukkah? It's also Shver, somebody, Misha Enlo Isha Obanim. Ein Rabba Moisir La Shivcha Kenainis. Kedushin 28. He also gets Hanukkah. He doesn't have shivcha kenainis. So what about yikshe beinecha? This whole vort, if you get a shivcha kenainis, it won't be kasha beinecha, and therefore you can give the hanukkah and everything is cool. It doesn't work for the Am Ivriya, it doesn't work for Misha Eino Ishovanim. Also, we learn Kedushin 15a from the Pasuk of Lov, Lola Mecher Atzmai. There's no Hanukkah from Mecher Atzmai. Mecher Atzmai was also Shivcha Kanainis. And there's no Ayiksha Beinecha. So, Balafachi, there's no Hanukkah. Why do we need a special miut for Mecher Atzmai if the whole word is that you, it's okay to give him the Hanukkah because he has a Shivcha Kanainis? Anyway, Mecher Atzmai doesn't have a Shivcha Kanainis. So why do you need a special miut for Mecher Atzmai? So it must be, again, the Mecher Atzmai wasn't working at night because he's not getting a Shivcha Kanainis. So it must be that Hanukkah is not totally about Avodas HaLaila. So how does the Pasuk say about Hanukkah, Al Yikshe Beinecha Al Tzavodas HaLaila? Hanukkah is not totally about Avodas HaLaila. Now, Ikara Parshu Klapidin Hanukkah B'Klapidin Mitzias. We have to understand the Seder of the Parsha. The Seder of the Parsha is Madden. It started at Psukim Yud Beis to Tezvav. Kimach L'cha Echich Evri Ovri Avavtach HaShishana V'Tzav Shana Shishlachen O'chav Shime'imach. And your brother or sister are sold to you, work for 6 years, seventh year, let them go free from you. When you send them free from you, don't send them away empty. V'chit Shachen O'chav Shime'ach O'shchen Reikam. She gave him this gift from your tzon, from your garden, from your yakev. That God bless you. You should give to him. You have to remember. You were a slave in Mitzrayim. Since you were an eved in Mitzrayim, and God redeemed you from there, therefore I'm commanding you today about this matter. These are all psukim talking about the mitzvah of Hanukkah. All psukim talking about Hanukkah. And then we have psukim tazayin yitzayin. Very kimoy lecha lecha lo yitzay meimach. I don't want to go. Kehevuch, I love you. It's basically I love your house. Tov leimach, it's good for you with him. It's good for him with you. V'achas mitzayim nasad bozim adal svei lecha v'loy lo maaf l'moscha hasaki. Take the marzeh, take the awl, and put it in his ear, the door, and he'll be an eved oilam. Do the same thing to your amma. So it's talking about dinei ritzia. Retu vegan dinei ritzia. About giving, boring a hole in his ear. And then after it says, Pasuk 18, Yudches lo yikshe beinecha. Don't, it shouldn't be hard for you. What? What shouldn't be hard for you? To give him Hanukkah. Chayru. So why are we stopping in the middle with ritzia? Before when we were talking about Hanukkah, we interrupted with ritzia, and then we get back to Hanukkah. Not only that, the Pasuk Zayin, it says, Vafla moscha sasekin. At the end of the Pasuk that tells you to do Ritzia, it says do it to your Amma also. And as Chazal point out, Rashi brings, that it's B'chal not talking about doing Ritzia for the Amma. There is no Ritzia for an Amma. She can have a hole in her ear, but for her earrings, not for to be an Eved Olam. So rather, what's it for? It's talking about Hanukkah. Bafla Masut Hasek and give her Hanukkah. So in the same Pasuk that we're talking about Ritzia, we say do your Amma and give, do your Amma what? Do this to your Amma? Give her Hanukkah. And Zal Me'od. Mzal me'ot, kol ha-seder shel ha-psukim, matmiya. Posik tesvov, v'zacharti ki yevad yisa be'eretz Mitzrayim, v'eftucho Hashem lokecha, al kenin lochim mitzavcha. Rashi says, from the sefri, v'anakti v'shenisi lecha me'bizis Mitzrayim u'bizis hayom, afata hanet v'shan eloi. So remember, you were a slave in Egypt, and God redeemed you, and therefore I'm commanding you, Rashi, brings from the sefri, I gave you, and I gave you nachamol, I gave you twice. I gave you Bizis Mitzrayim and I gave you Bizis Hayam. So you should also give him twice. I gave you twice, you give him twice. The Al-Sheikh asks that if the Iker Kavana is Lahanaka Shaisa Vitzis Mitzrayim, Hare Luniska Mizek Kvum Bapasuk, Shlo Namar Bar Lev Yiftucha Hashem Alekecha. Well, Mashkasa Vasifri Hare Yiker Chasim and Hasefer. Pashtus ha-pasuk ma'ashma shikev in shepadah kodesh baruch hatsum mitzvayim zem ha-chayiv ha-anokah. Zem muzar me'od, makshah al-shech, that if we're talking about the anokah yitzis mitzvayim, it doesn't say anything about it out in the pasuk. It says God redeemed you from Egypt. So the ikar divrei ha-sifri is chosim en ha-sefer. Shteit nisht azoi in the pasuk. Talking about pieces mitzvayim, pieces hayam, it doesn't say a word, the pasuk doesn't breathe a word about it. And Pashtus, saying that since God redeemed us from Egypt, that's me'chayiv ha-anokah. Not that God gave us Hanukkah from Mitzrayim, the Pisa. And if it's true, like Posh Pshat in the Pasuk, that God redeemed us from Egypt, and therefore you have to give Hanukkah, Ma Keshem, Bein Hanukkah, from the fact that God redeemed us from Egypt. Also the Ashik asked on the Sefer of the Pasuk, what's the Hayyim? All mitzvahs are Hayyim, are today. So why is this Dafka Hayyim? Bukufa Inyan, Rashi, Pasuk Yudbeis, writes that this parasha was taught for the two things that were mischadish in the parasha. One, Din Hanukkah, is already in Mishpatim. But here we have Din Hanukkah, and two, we have Din Yitzias Sa'am Evriya B'Sheish. The Mizrahi asks, why does Rashi write only these two? And now with the Gemara Darshan to this parasha, Linyan Hekesh, Devalivriya, Sheni Yetzib Rashi Varim, that if one of the Rashi Varim is knocked out off, that the person is not freed, the person is not freed, only in Evit Knainius, not in Evit Evriya and Evriya. So why did Rashi only mention these two? Hangam Begur Aryeh. That we darshan the Gemara and the Sifri. There are various dinim that we learn from this parasha that we don't learn elsewhere. Look here in the Sifri, look here in the Torah Tamimo brings drashas. So why did Rashi only mention just these two? And we also have to understand what the shaychas between Yitzias Sheshav and Am Ivriya is to Hanaka. That we have in the parasha these two chedushim. Yitzias Ama B'Sheish and Hanukkah. Ma Keshel Ben Shneim. It's Pashat that they're Shaykh to each other. What's the Shaykhus? See also the Al Shech Ruas and what it says in Pasuk Yud Beis. Ki Yimachar Lecha. Avadcha Sheishan and Mishan HaShviyas Shachana Meimach. Chofshi Meimach. That since the Eker Pach Chedush of the Pasuk. Is that in the seventh year? Yetzei Chofshi Meimach. What's Pshat in the Pasuk? Avadcha Sheishan. It's Pashat he works. That's why he was bought. So the Pasuk should have said, he shouldn't work more than 6 years. Not that he should work 6 years. That his work is limited to 6 years, and in the seventh year he goes free. Me'advorim zkukim biu rav. So as always in our Chumash Shiurim B'Siyata D'Shmaya, we have our work cut out for us. We ask a long series of questions. And what I try to convey in these Shiurim is not only the actual parasha we're learning, but the whole derech and limud. Just how to learn chumash, how to learn a parasha and chumash. So we have here the seder advar and being medayik in every word of the chumash, of the Rashi, and trying to leave no stone unturned until we understand the parasha lefi omek pshuta. Rashi writes, supposed to get dalet, and supposed to get hainek tanik, adi begova, a jewel, a like jewelry, that's an anak, is a piece of jewelry that's high up on a person's body. It's this hanik tanik, just like you have this jewelry that is high up. Everybody can see it, so it should also be nicker, it should also be recognizable that you did good, that you bestowed good upon this eved. And some say it's a lashon of hatana al tzavara, that you should lay it on his neck. And so we have to understand, what is the inyan of Adi and Tachshit? Of Rashi, the Zoshan of Adi? This jewelry. What does jewelry have to do with Hanukkah? Hanukkah is not jewelry. And what's the inyan of Hatana al Tzavara? Lay it on his neck. There's no din of being Menyechas Hanukkah al Tzavara. Ein Besiv Sei Chachamim V'Adayin Tzarechin. V'Nirem Yizeh. Nirem Yizeh Omer Moreinu V'Rabbeinu. שיסוד מצוות ההנקה, סליחה, קודם אני אגיד בלשון הקודש, אחר כך אנחנו נסביר בשפה המדוברת במחוזותינו. שיסוד מצוות ההנקה אינה בגדר של שכר עבור עבודה, שכבר קיבל שכרו משלם, בשעה שכנעה הוא רבו. אלא, דין ההנקה, יסודו הוא, שאומנם עיקר דין עבד עברי הוא קניין למלאכתו, משקלו הגמרא עבדי וגנוי וגרופו קנוי, בפשטות, היינו למלאכתו, אם לא מה שכתב הריטווה בקידושין ט"ז. ואם כן, למעשה אינו רחוק כל כך מכל שכיר, שמעשה ידיו למי ששכרו. לכן על זה ממילא חל באישיותו הווייתו עניין עבדות, ששפלות לביטול כלפי אדונו. ונעשה על ידי עבודתו לא רק קנוי למעשה ידיו, אלא יש בו שינוי, בעצם מהותו, שנעשה מבין חורין לעבד. ועל זה נאמר חיוב הנוקה, שהוא גדר של עדי ותכשיט. הבנו שנתחייב רבו, לא רק לשחרר אותו משיבודו לו, אלא גם להעלותו משפלותו כעבד, ולעשותו חשוב ונכבד. וזה נעשה על ידי הענוקה, שפירושו שאין כאן רק שחרור ואי שירות, אלא יש כאן הכשבה בנתינת מתנה, שהיא כתכשיט על צברו, שהוא עניין של חשיבות. אומר מורנו רבנו, that the yisod of the mitzvah hanukkah, the foundation of the mitzvah hanukkah, is not together of schar that he worked. He already got his schar when his master bought him. But rather, the foundation of the din hanukkah is that it's true that the din of ikar eved ivri is a kinyan l'malachto. That says in the Gemara that his guf is kanui. The pashut is malachto. It's for his work. If not for what the ritzvah is in kedushin tazayin. Hopefully we'll get to that. And if so, lemaisa, it's not so remote to say, far off to say, that he's like any other schir, sachir. That this person is not far away, and it's not far off to say, that he's close to like, he's like any worker. He's like any worker, any hired hand. He's a hired hand. Because he's kanu l'malachtoi. But this evid is different in that since he's kanu l'malachtoi, memela, there is a change in inyan of avdus in his personality and his essence and who he is. And that's shiftless. That's bittul. He's an evid. So it's not only a kinyan l'maisa yadav, there's a shinu be'etzem husay. He used to be a ben chayrin. Now he's an evid. And now we have a chiyuv hanaka, which is like a jewel, an adiyah tachshit. In other words, his master is chayav, not only to be mishachrer him, in other words, his rabbi, his master, is chayav not only to be mishachrer from his shibud, elegam la'alotom mishifluto ke'evet. He has to elevate him from his shiflus, from his avdus, and make him choshev, make him nechbar. And that's done via this ha'anoke, shepirusho, she'en kan rak shechur v'ish yabud, ele yesh kan hachshava b'netinat matana. There isn't only shechur and not lack of shibud, there's also giving him chshivus, giving him a matana, which is a tachshed al tzavaro, which is an inyan of chashivus. There's a pasuk in Tehillim, well-known pasuk, in chapter 91, Yoshev B'Seser, it says, Yikre'eini, he'll call out to me, Ve'anei, I'll answer him, Imo enocha b'tzara, I'm with him in his tzara, Achaltzeyu, not only will I mechaleitz him from his tzara, I'll remove from his tzara, Ve'achabdeyu, I'll also elevate him, I'll give him covet afterwards. So I once saw that from the Hagoyin Rav Shlomo Karlbach, Sechet Tzadik Levrach, was recently nifter, formerly the Mashgiach of Misifta Rabbeinu Chaim Berlin, originally from Germany, then he was in Brooklyn for many years, and then in Lakewood, Schnifter a short time ago, and so he says, Achatzev Achabdeyu. That's the Yisod over here. So that's what we're doing to the Yavid. We're not only freeing him, we're giving him Chshivus! And that's the sinyan of Hanoke, this gift we're giving him. It's like a Tachshit. So it emerges according to this, that the Yisod Adin of Hanoke is Shemutala al Adon Lachshivo. The Adon has to be Machshivim, in order that he should be mishtachor and mitzius ha'eved. Not only mikinyan u'maisa yada, from his mitzius, from his mahus is an eved. His essence is an eved. And the din ha'anoke is a chiyuv of a maisa shichur, in addition to the shichur that there is in the kinyan. And for that reason, he's not chayiv in ha'anoke, but yotze b'giro in kesef. If he pays his way out, there's not ha'anoke like we see in Kedushin 16b, and in the Sifri, said in such an instance, he was Meshachur himself. And it's not incumbent on the Adon, this Din Shichur. He was Meshachur himself. What's the Din Hanoke? To give him this extra Shichur, not only you're freeing him from servitude, but you're giving him this Chshivus, this elevation. So this is only... like the Menchas Chinuch says in Mitzvah Tov Pei Beis, there's only Shibud Nechasim and Hanoke Mishas HaShichur. Also, Ktseis, Lamates Sif Kat Nalef, he writes the Chiyuv Hanaka that there is Misa Adon is a Chiyuv Shechol Vechatchila ala Yorshin, velo ala Adon. Why? Because the Chiyuv is Bidin Shichur. And here when the Adon is Meis, the Din Shichur is on the Yorshin. And the Mele, the Din Hanak is also on the Yorshin. Because it's a Din Shichur. And whoever has the Shichur has the Hanak. Because part of the idea of Mishachurim is not only to free him from his servitude, but to once again elevate him, to give him that covet, given that chshivus. ויואר בזה דרשת הגמרא במסכת קידושין דף תתווה ועמוד א', that when it says loy, לעמד ווב, וידרשן loy ולוי לבעל חויב. דעס הרמב״ם, שגם לאחר שבא לידו, אין בעל חוב גובה מזה כלום. אין שם ובמשנה למלך שכאן התבהר, עיקר מכוון בהנקה הוא לעלותו על ידי שיש לו ממון בהנקה. ואם ינטל על ידי בעל חוב, לא יתקיים עניין זה כלל, והוא סתירה לדין ההנקה. ולכן עד כמה שיש ההנקה, ממילא אי אפשר לתלה ממנו לבעל חוב. זאת אומרת, the בעל חוב can't collect anything from this, even after it comes into his hand. Why? Rambam Avadim 3:15. Why? Because the mechuvan of Hanukkah is to elevate him. He has this moment of Hanukkah. And if it's taken by a Baal Choyv, then you're not going to have this inyan. It's a stire to the din of Hanukkah. But kam sheish Hanukkah memeli if shalut la memeli la Baal Choyv. V'lachem. Ein Baal Choyv goveh memeli, even though it's moment gomer shalot, v'ksharim memeli. V'lai zoi kavanat asma v'siman pevav siv katan bet. שכתב, there's no שיבוד דרב נוסן בענוקה, בזנן מתוירס חיר, מתוירס ויתור ומתון ומתוירס חנינה. האם זה בגידולי תרום השארון ענה אלף חלק אלף, שכתב שאינו על המצווה, בתוירס חין בחסד ולא חיוב. So we see this יסוד in the אחרון עם נסמה, and the גידולי תרומה. It's not a חיוב, it's תוירס ויתור, it's a מתון, it's a gift. It's not a חיוב ממוני, it's a דין שחרור. It's מתוירס חנינה. It's this amnesty, it's this giving, it's this benevolence that you're giving this effort. And therefore, there's no shiabud to Rav Nosson. That's Reuven owes Shimon, and Shimon owes Levi. Reuven passed it on to Levi. No, it's not going to be passed on because there's no passing this on to anybody else. He has to take it for himself. Uvezei yish lefareish ma shekatuv ba'pasuk yudgimel v'chi tishalchenu chofshim me'imach lo tishalchenu reikam. When you send him free from you, don't send him empty. אין בעל שיח שכוסף שמשמע, שאם רק נתן לו משהו ששוב אינו שילוח ריקם שפיל דמי. כבר דיברנו על זה בשיעור הקודם, שכתוב פסוק י' ג' that when you send him out, don't send him away empty! Don't send him away empty handed! But when it says in פסוק י' ד' it's not only a matter of not sending away empty handed. It's much more possible to give him as long as he's not empty-handed, you're cool. And a possible to give it's not enough to not to send him away empty-handed. You give him a chocolate bar on your yod, say no. You have to give him from your tzon, from your goyren, from your yekev. So it's a ribu yahanoke. Like the Gemara in Kedushin Darshan 17a. It's a shir for the hanoke. So how does that stem with the light shalchenu reikom? Is it mamish is still me possible to give him a possible to give it? First it says don't let him out free. Mashma is empty hands. As long as he's not empty-handed, it's cool. And then it says, no, it's not a matter of not empty-handed. You have to give him mitzonach, megorach, meyekvech, the goyis yishir. So it must be that this lesson says different. There's a lesson saying, lo shalchenu reikam, there's an essay in hanek tanik. Lo shalchenu reikam, as long as you give him something, you're not over. Hanek tanik, you have to give him a choshev yishir of hanokke. So we have to understand. Maishna lesson say that it's only on sending away al reik, you send him away empty-handed. And the essay is a sheer choshev, so based on what we said, it's gavaldi. The lav is al mashen shiloch al avdus shamuso v'agashaso. Uvezeh kol shein orekan, v'netan lo mashu kvar ishkan shiloch, nosaf, v'shuv ein bezeh lav, aval aseh ol etzim din ha'noke shenemar bo shiur, v'chein ikim v'shanatim lo kol ha'shiur. The lav is that you're sending him away, but you're not sending away the feeling of avdus. So you have to give him something to make him feel good, even something token. Make him feel, no, it doesn't have the status of an eved anymore. So as long as you don't send him away empty-handed, you're cool. The essay is to give him something choshev. Until you give him the shir choshev of Hanukkah, you're not yotze, because that really restores his pride. That's the idea over here, restoring the pride of the eved. Eved is a human being, very, very big yisod. It's the idea of the Jews leaving Egypt also. And, you know, taking Biza from the Mitzrim. taking their stuff, showing that that you're not in the mindset of an Eved anymore. You got to get out of the mindset of an Eved. That's what we have to help him do. We have to help him get out of the mindset of an Eved. He's a person. He's a person. You just let him free. He can still, there are people walking around. Even after they're not avodim, they still feel like avodim. Even after they're not in jail, they still feel like they're inmates. All right, sweet friends, that was awesome. And we have Asach, Asach Vasuredin. So please stay tuned, and hopefully we will see more in the flows. Rabbis Atzumais, Mitaris Hashem, B'simcha B'tuv Lev of Mirov Kol. This is just going to be awesome. I thank you so much for listening, and please stay tuned for a lot more. Shalom, shalom, sweetest friends. B'linei Levi shall continue.